No, I didn't see. No, I only saw your name twice. Yeah. More member information. There's like three on here. What I like there is expensive. Mr. Hearn.
I think the other ones are here because of the calendar, I think. Okay, is that okay?
Anyhow, it's all
okay. I was like, we were just wondering. I'm like, I don't get it. Okay, it's all good. Appreciate it.
I'll send you a text just to let you know everything went well, and I'll say something right here at the beginning of the meeting about coming out for his absence this evening, and we'll go from there. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you have a great one. You just take care of you, and we'll talk here in the future. All right. See you. Yeah, talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you let me just maybe say something here right at the beginning about those two not being out, and then we'll introduce you, and then you can start. Is that cool? Okay.
It's 4 pages too, by the way. It's page 1 of 4.
All right. folks, before we begin real quick, just want to address something here. There's less of us up here than typical, and I was just, if you notice there on my cell phone there with our board president, he's not able to be here tonight. He wanted me to share, you know, he's had a surgical procedure, and honestly scheduled the entirety of his surgical procedure around board meetings, like specifically to be able to be here, despite my insistence and others' insistence, his daughter's as well, that he just needs to take some time for himself. He's too stubborn, frankly, to consider that. So he unfortunately had to go back in. He's fine. He's, you know, nothing, no cause for concern, but he had to go back in to have some additional procedure done here this evening. He just got a bed, so he was actually going to try to come in for this and then leave, which, anyhow, that's Mr. Obert. So he's not here this evening. And in addition to that, we have Mrs. Clark not here. I just heard from Mrs. Clark. She was sick today and then had some pretty severe, I'll spare you the details that she shared with me, but had some pretty severe symptoms, and she's not going to make it tonight either. Very quickly, for those of you that aren't aware, to be able to hold a public meeting, you have to have a quorum of board members, which means if of a board of five, you have to have three, and I count three. So we're in a good position. What we're going to do tonight is our president role will be filled by Mr. Domber, who's our board vice president. And at this time, we are after 6 o'clock, so I'll start the recording. And Mr. Domber, the floor is yours.
So we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order of the Hamilton Local School Board for February 13th, 2023. Mr. Treasurer, can we get the roll call, please?
Sure. Mrs. Isaac?
Here.
Mr. Dahmer?
Here.
And Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
We'll go ahead and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So here, we'll go ahead, 2.1, adoption of the agenda. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
So here in 3.1, we got the board member recognition.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Dahmer, so as I just mentioned, our two members that aren't here this evening, it's unfortunate they're not here this evening for this purpose that we, in the state of Ohio, and I'm not even sure if it's national or if it's just in this state, but board member appreciation is celebrated every January. We've never held to that tradition. We've always had a tradition here of celebrating in February. And I think that's largely, and I see some of them back here, we have our art teachers with us this evening. That's just to give them a little opportunity to get some things done here for our board members. So we're gonna celebrate board member appreciation here this evening, and I'm gonna turn the floor over to Mrs. Duncan, our PR director.
So like Mr. Tyler said, Board Appreciation Month is national for January. We always hold off till February because we get such great projects from our art departments and our art students, and it's one of my favorite projects that I get to work on with the art department because we get to figure out really neat things to do for every year. Conveniently also, we get to announce tonight that we are bringing back our art show this year. It'll be May 2nd. It's first week of May, and we're doing an arts festival, so it is the same night as a high school choir concert, so we're gonna do an entire arts festival this year. So we're very excited about that. Tonight we have Ava with us. Ava, you could come up here with me. Ava is a high school student. She's one of our bright, shining art stars, and she's gonna hand out our gifts. She actually made Mr. Obert's tonight. So, you know, unfortunately he's not here, so we'll hand on to his and Mrs. Clark. But if you wanna give Mr. Schutte, Mrs. Isaac, and Mr. Dahmer, here's Schutte. If you guys wanna go ahead and open them, you can. Fun little gifts. So every year we come up with fun ideas, something you can either use in your home, you can set on your desk, but our art teachers and our students work on these to just be creative and create something for you guys out of their own hearts. And then we have our cute little sign from our preschool that our preschoolers signed. So I'd like to get a big round of applause for our art teachers and Ava for doing
Ms. Duncan, thank you very much. Board members, comments?
This is really, really neat. The only thing I couldn't figure out which direction the D went.
Okay, I got it. And my candy.
Yeah,
thank you. That's a big deal.
And mine is from the elementary school. I think that's what it says, ES.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Probably doing mine backwards.
It's a little, easier too. Than you think.
So I will actually put this in my office, right along the windowsill.
Very nice.
And whoever did the colors is perfect. Thank you so much. Wherever she went. Oh, there she is. It's perfect. I love it.
Did we get it right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I figured it out after.
Mine's backwards too?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Am I backwards? Oh, you want H or D?
All right, here.
Wow.
See how smart we are.
Look at my ass upside down.
There.
Tough
crowd.
There.
Tough crowd. Yeah. It is a tough crowd.
Yeah,
it's a tough crowd.
Tough crowd.
Tough crowd.
Tough crowd.
Tough crowd. Tough crowd.
We can insert joke here. Mr. Collier may chime in as well, but just from our perspective, you know, behind the scenes, working with the board members, I'll tell you, it's a thankless job. I mean, it's a situation that requires a lot of time and dedication. We call them with things, and there's really no, parameters around that. I mean, it might be Christmas Day, and we have an issue we need to discuss, and it's just, something that you signed up for. So I'm really appreciative. I think, Adam would echo this as well. I think the two of us, appreciate this board. I think we all work really well together, and it's a nice opportunity for our kids to have the opportunity to say thank you to all of you. And I also appreciate the work of the art teachers. And Caitlin, thank you so much for organizing this, wherever Caitlin went to. There you are. thank you guys, and really appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mr. Dahmer, that concludes our recognition for this evening.
Okay. So 4.1, we have our the calendar's been posted. This is the first reading of it, so we'll go ahead and, you know, that'll be tabled for.
Well, it's not tabled. What we have right now is an open opportunity for the public to speak on the calendar.
Okay.
And I believe we have one form.
Yes.
Okay. Belinda, so, floor is yours.
Yep.
And
just state for the record, state your name and your address.
Yep.
And you have 3 minutes.
My name is Belinda Anderson. My address is 4167 Holstein Drive. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. I have a whole thing to read. I'm so sorry. I'm regretting it now because my dad told me not to do it. But I figured I'd talk to the board at once, our administrators at once. Here we go. This was really heavy on my heart, so. It's about the calendar. I know last year, sorry that it's going to be so scripted. I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to forget anything. All right, so I know last year was a bit chaotic with people's opinions of the school calendar on social media, so I wanted to personally address the school board as well as Mark, Josh, and the rest of the administrators. Sometimes social media can be a little off-putting, so I wanted to address it more formally without room for misunderstandings. As most of you know, I think I know most of everybody here. There's a few I think I know everybody here. As you all probably know, I am very passionate about our community, our school district, and all of our children's education and mental health, as well as our staff's. I spent a lot of time researching other districts' calendars for next year, as well as past calendars of our district, and I believe it went back to 2015, 2016, 2012, 2013, 2013, 2014 was not available. But I did try to go back there too. Our district is this past year, so 2022 to 2023, mm-hmm. our students and teachers went 56 days without a single day off. I'm an adult, I work for the city of Columbus, and I have never worked 56 days in a row, so I think that's a lot, especially for our students. Our district is the only one in Franklin County and surrounding areas that pushed our children to attend that many days in a row. Up until the 2019-2020 school calendar, our students received a minimum of 6 days off between Labor Day and winter break. That's including Thanksgiving break. Other districts are currently offering 6 to 9 days off, while our district is offering 5 next year. This past year, it was only 4, which is why the 56 days are there. Mm-hmm. Also, our district gets out of school almost entire week earlier than other schools within Franklin County, May 16th. Summer camps are not open for students who either attend them or work for them. Internships have not started for summer students. Pools aren't open. And going back into history, it has snowed on May 9th, which is only 1 week prior to summer break. The pandemic changed how life is for everyone of all ages, and it's important that we grasp the concept that we don't have to rush. We don't have to rush to start the school year, rush to end the school year, and we don't have to rush to learn so much material in the first semester. There are so much more important things in our children's lives than a district report card, and that is their mental health. Stacking so many days in the beginning of the school year just because those days are important, more important than any other day after state testing, is so unfair to our children and our teachers, especially our teachers. Was that my 3 minute mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay if she keeps going, as long as everyone
else I have one paragraph left.
Okay.
This is the one you guys will really like. I truly support our administration we have, and I support our school board. This is not criticism by any means. I am simply a friend to many in our community, a mother of 2 of our district students, and a wife of 1 of our teachers. My husband, Mr. Anderson, would kill me if he knew I was about to say this. He'll never admit it. The first semester wore him out. And I just don't, and I watched my daughter be worn out, and I just don't think it's fair to our kids to go through so many days without break. and no other district's doing it. So that's it. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think that's all we have on calendar this year.
Okay.
Yep.
We can open it up to comment. I mean, that's totally fine.
So first, I applaud you and thank you for giving your input to the school calendar. We'll definitely take it into consideration. You stated it perfectly. You know, we had, I wouldn't call it an uproar, a lot of opinions on the calendar for this year. And there's always room for growth when it comes to the school calendar. So
sure.
Definitely take it into consideration.
So is there any others?
Like, I did serious research on this. Sorry. But I have an appointment at 6:30, but thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Collier, do we have any other public participation tonight?
No, we do not.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and move into item number 5, which is the board report. Ms. Isaac, if you want to go ahead and start.
Okay, I apologize in advance because I have a lot. I probably have 3 pages here. So first, I kind of want to start off with just some subjects. I spoke with Ms. Borbitzer, and I don't know, she's out sick, so I hope she gets better. But the school district launched a Tutor Me for grades 4 through 12 last Thursday, and it sounds like, Caitlin, you're going to do some publishing or marketing things surrounding that, so that's great. But some of the features that it offers, and I apologize, I'm just reading this verbatim. On-demand tutoring, students can connect with an online tutor on average in 45 seconds, 24/7. There is never a need to schedule tutoring in advance, which I think that's great. Learn from the best tutors. Our highly qualified tutors represent the best universities across the globe and are ready to help learners achieve more. Interactive lesson space. Our lesson space features a virtual whiteboard, text editor, audio, video chat, and screen sharing 24/7, 365. Improved student writing. With their writing lab, students can submit assignments 24/7 and receive detailed feedback and review comments from writing experts in 12 hours or less. And it says, get help in any subject. Tutoring's tutoring services cover over 300 subjects across all grade levels. That's pretty fantastic. And to my knowledge, that's to the students, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. Second, Ohio Teacher of the Year nominations opened February 1st and end March 31st. So if you think one of our teachers is really great, I highly recommend that you put in a nomination for them. So I just wanted you to know that. And then another thing that I saw, and I'm not sure if we, shouldn't say offer it, but I don't know if a lot of people know about it. The Ohio After School Child Enrichment Educational Savings Program.
Mm-hmm. Adam, you want to?
Yeah, we got the email about that. And it's a 500. The schools kind of, we can kind of push it out, but it's $500 that the parents have to go through the process and apply for.
Right, if they meet those requirements.
The requirements, right.
Basically, from my understanding, families who do qualify can have a $500 credit that can be used to pay for a variety of educational and enrichment activities. And don't quote me on this, but I think I saw where even if you need like after school help or, you know, to certain things that is there. Okay. Right. We'll be done here soon, I promise. So one thing I wanted to address is we all have heard the fighting in our school district. I'm speaking from a board member and a parent that first, I think every administrator and teacher deserves a round of applause for everything that you have to endure on a day-to-day basis. So what I am about to say is not a reflection on our school, but really a reflection on, I think our parents can step up to the plate and do better by our children. It starts at home.
I think there needs to be some discipline. I don't know what that looks like, and I don't want to say what that looks like. But I think you guys are doing great. I don't know what the answer is overall. I don't know if that's just cracking down and you don't get a second chance and you're just out. I don't know. But I think it's worth the discussion, and I think we all realize that it's gotten out of hand. And honestly, it's embarrassing. I watched two kids fight in the parking lot when I picked up my son a week ago. And they didn't see me. They didn't know who I was. And I saw two teachers, you know, run across the parking lot, taking time out of their day to break up a fight that they didn't need to break up. Like, it's just gotten out of hand, and it's really sad. And I won't say anything more. But honestly, if February could be a month, it should be about you teachers and administrators that have to deal with what you have to deal with. So, probably the sixth thing here. So I don't know, I'm sure you guys remember James Fulton. So I wanted to, and I hopefully she hears this, thank Andrea, Matthias, Holly, and Mel for all their thoughtful planning and preparation. There was a benefit on Saturday for Mr. Fulton. And for those that you don't know, he suffered a severe injury in the weight room that left him paralyzed. I don't know if he'll be able to regain full function, but I think he's on his way, obviously, to getting better. But that's one of the great things about this community. We look out for each other, and you know, I was happy to help with that, and I hope he gets better. So the HTS Seniors of the Month, congratulations to them. I won't read off all their names, but there were four. Thank you, Caitlin, and everyone that was involved with the Autism Shootout. I can't tell you, the girls were excited to be able to do that event. They were super excited. Military Night was great. The Senior Night was great. All the girls, I will say the boys, but the girls especially loved the Balloon Arch. They wanted me to say that. So they thought that was great. Wrestling, four boys. I probably am totally butchering this. I know there's weight classes to wrestling. Bobby Nolan, second. Jesse Farrell, fourth. Carter Farrell, third. And Michael Morrow placed third at the Mid-State League. Congratulations to our competition cheer team. I saw that. First place in game day, first place in traditional, and most spirited game day routine. I get it right? Okay. Congratulations to our girls bowling team. Second time MSL champions. And I promise I'm almost done. Congratulations to Nadir Langston, who got the school record, and again, I hope I'm saying this right, 8.34 by placing third against a returning division champion. Also a returning state champion in the 300, is it hurdles? Okay. I think that's it. So.
Well done.
You're fine. Mr. Schutte?
Yeah, well, Mary has kind of done it all, and I agree. The only thing that I did do, I went and seen the preview for the cheerleaders. Oh my God, the middle school was awesome. I think they are going to be state champs. I think they're going to continue what they've started because they were so enthusiastic, or whatever you call that word. But anyhow, it was real enjoyable to watch them perform, and it looked like they were all having a good time. Now, my granddaughter is on both them teams, I guess, somewhere. Do we have a date for the next competition? I haven't seen it.
States is March 4th.
March 4th, States?
Yep, at Big Walnut High School. We have a really good chance of being state champs for the building.
Okay, and I have one other one. I watched the kindergartners through second grade play basketball. Now, it's a little better than Bumblebee soccer, but not much.
That much better.
But the parents and everybody that's involved with that, I want to say thank you because that's where it starts, and the kids are really having a good time. And they've made some rules in there that are really good, and not one parent that I've seen has got out of line. So that, I don't know if they're pushing that or not, but that would be a good thing to push, because parents are usually the problem, not the kids. So that is a lot of fun to watch. If you ever get a chance to watch kindergartners and second graders play basketball, it's different. Thank you.
So just real quick, you know, I want to, you know, thank Miss Isaac for, you know, her comments about, you know, everything that, that she spoke about there. I know, you know, just again, I want to stand behind her in thanking all our administrators and for everything you guys have to put up with that these kids bring into school. I know we've had a couple instances where, you know, we've had extra people up at the high school just because things have happened outside of school. Mm-hmm. They're not actually happening in school, but again, we're having that presence just to make sure that things don't spill back into school. But I do want to thank, you know, all our administrators, teachers, and everybody for, you know, everything that you guys do and being out there in the front line on those things on a day-to-day basis. Also, I want to wish luck to the drama as they're gearing up for the Newsies, the musical. I know we still have one more meeting prior to you guys going live with that, but again, you know, the work is being done now, and you guys have already put in a lot of work, but, you know, again, just to where the kids and, you know, everybody in your guys' area can hear from us that we really appreciate all the hard work that everybody's putting into that. Also, speaking of the drama, I don't know if everybody's aware, but we did get Mr. Frazier's auditorium put across the outside of the auditorium. So thank you for everybody that was able to make sure that that was able to happen. I know our drama department lost a big contributor to that when we lost Mr. Frazier. And, you know, again, a lot of people had to step up, but thank you for everybody that's doing that. Other than that, that's all I have. Well, we had, what, two girls make Mid-State League basketball. I think there was one second team and one honorable mention. So, and good luck to, you know, them as they're starting their state tournaments. So, but again, you know, I know a lot of our athletic programs are taking some big strides. And I also want to thank the coaches for stepping up in their first seasons that they're there. That's all I got tonight. I'd ask for the legislative report, but I know Miss Clark's out, so we'll go ahead and move on to, so do we have anything that needs approval?
No.
Nope,
okay.
We're on to six.
Okay, so we'll move on to section six for the treasurer's report.
I just have one thing. Hopefully before the next board meeting, we'll have the first simulations of the new biennium budget. That'll be approved by June. The governor said a couple things last week or 10 days ago about it. There's plenty of money there. It just depends on how much they give the education. But I was at a conference call with a person from ODM on Tuesday, last Tuesday. He said hopefully it'll be out in a couple weeks, two or three weeks, so before the next meeting, or hopefully at the next meeting I'll be able to give you guys some numbers. Now, again, in March, it's the first numbers, they all change a little bit, but at least I'll be able to give something out in March. So I just want to let you guys know where we stand on the budget.
So we'll move on to section seven. We've got three items. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
So section eight, we have one item. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any comments? Hearing none, call the roll.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Section 9, we have our superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Dahmer. As per usual, you guys have stated a lot of what I intended to say, so I'll just kind of skip to some things that maybe weren't said tonight. Obviously, my congratulations go out to all of our athletic programs as well. In addition to what we didn't mention with athletics, I just had a few dates to throw at the board members, and I'm going to find that section, but yeah. Our girls will play their first, and I say first because we're going to win this. We're going to play our first tournament game this Saturday, Eastmore Academy, 1 o'clock. Boys, coach, next Tuesday, we're getting a win versus Watterson, 7 p.m. start, correct? Okay, so that's a week from tomorrow. And then wrestling sectionals are the 25th, 10 a.m., Jonathan Alder. So if board members have interest in attending those, that's the dates that we have. I do want to extend congratulations to cheerleading as well, just because Mrs. Duncan's in the room. I am now a full-blown cheer dad. my little girl has been bitten, and she is all about it, and I have to take her to watch our cheerleaders because she's blown away by them. And I didn't have an appreciation for this prior to my now understanding it. I work with her in our basement on her back handsprings and these things, and you know, it brings out my former phys ed teacher. But no, it is really impressive what we're doing as a program. I'm glad Mr. Schutte had nice things there to say about the middle school, because you know, the high school is exceptional. The middle school is, I don't know if I have an adjective. I mean, it is, I'm overwhelmed with the participation. Like, it's, Caitlin, how many kids? I mean, put that in perspective, I think my little girl cheered with 5, like plus herself. So I mean, it's a tremendous program. Really proud of you guys, and pass it along to those young ladies, please. I did want to comment just on Black History Month, and I want to give a thank you to all the administrators here this evening. In addition to that, Mr. Allgood, and especially like our students involved in the inclusion group at the high school. I think those guys do an excellent job, really, at kind of setting the focus on, you know, it's not just, we don't celebrate these things as the month comes up. We're a multicultural focus all the time. You know, we're always looking at those things and working on it. So I've really appreciated that. But look, let's call it what it is. I mean, Black History Month is a special month, so there's a special attention to these things. And I'm just impressed with the things that I'm seeing out of the buildings. I want to encourage you guys to keep it up. One thing in particular is the guest speaker that we brought in. I've heard nothing but very positive things there. Just a really upbeat, positive, I've heard humorous kind of approach to this. I really want to make it a point to come and check that out. I was otherwise involved this last week, as some of you understand. So, no, I want to make it a point to come and see that. But just keep up the great work around those things. It doesn't go unnoticed. I thank you for that. Really, in addition to that, guys, that's all I was going to say. But I do want to chime in just briefly on the comments that were made by, you know, some of our board members. And I do want to thank you all for the vote of confidence that was given to this team and to our teachers. And I agree. With that said, in my line of work, you know, we can only control what we can control. So my focus with these guys is simply that we stay focused on what we can control. There's a lot of ways to sit back and admire this problem. There's a lot of ways to commiserate with other districts. You know, I have meetings with my colleagues in other schools, and I understand the challenges that everyone is facing. With that said, I don't want to say I don't care about those places. Obviously, I care about them, but I care about this place. You know, this is what I'm assigned to do, and you know, this is what's special to us. And I just want to express to the board that though I appreciate the comments, we're not looking at this as it's just a societal, parent, community thing. We're hard at work at taking a good look at ourselves and figuring out how we can do things better. It does make us feel good. It makes me feel good to hear that people recognize that this is not some sort of just abject failure on the part of admin and teachers and everyone. You know, I mean, when you come to, you know, building discipline stuff, I mean, it's supervision, it's everyone, it's our classified staff, it's everybody involved in this. So I do appreciate that the board recognizes that we're all working hard at it, but I want to express from my seat, we are, and I'll credit Dr. Conley here, this is ultimately an area that he oversees from the district perspective, but the idea of district discipline is first and foremost on our mind. We are working hard to be introspective and look for ways that we can get better. Our administrators are presenting to us, I believe it's this Friday, that Josh has set a deadline for them to put together just basically some action plans on things that we believe we can address. You know, here's what we can do to make things better. I've encouraged our administrators to work with the teachers in the building, to work with the, we have building level discipline committees in every building. I want to use those as effectively as we can because, you know, frankly, our people on the ground, the boots on the ground, so to speak, you know, have typically the best ideas around how we can influence these things. So, you know, I'm frustrated by it. I hesitate to use the word embarrassed because I don't want to sound as if I'm disappointed in it's not embarrassment. It's just it's frustration and knowing that we can do better. I think the only other thing I do want to express to our board is this. We have fabulous kids here. And I'll tell you, I've been here 22 years. That's a large part of what has kept me here 22 years. I get these kids. I get this community. This is a lot of how I grew up. And I have great respect for our parents, our kids. But I want to express that this is a very small percentage of students that cause some of these challenges. The overwhelming majority of our kids are really good people. They're really good kids. They're going to go out and be tremendous, productive members of society, as will the children that we're having challenges with. But it's one of those things, and I think this is one of the conversations Dr. Connolly and I have been having a lot, is, you know, the students that we're having difficulties with are still our kids. Those are still our kids, and we don't just, you know, we're not a private school. You know, private school can just say, we don't like that kid, go home. We don't want to see you anymore. We're not going to, you know, take your money and take it somewhere else. As a public school, we don't do that. We have the obligation to educate every kid that comes through our doors, and we're going to do that to the best of our ability. There may be circumstances where we have to make a difficult decision that, you know, we have to take a stronger stance with some kids, and we're evaluating those things. But ultimately, you know, it's these are tough decisions because I have the power as superintendent to simply just say, you're gone. You know, you're out for 180 days is the extent of my authority. I can put you out for 180 days and, you know, they can appeal that to the board, and obviously the board could choose to overrule that, but absent that, that's it. I mean, you're out for 180 days. So I have that authority. Question just becomes, is it the right thing for all children to use that authority? And that's what we wrestle with. So again, I won't go too deep into this other than just to say we are working hard at it. It is the focus of my life at this moment. I was sharing with, I'll conclude with this, I was sharing with Dr. Connolly and Mr. Fitzgerald earlier today. We've had some challenges throughout this year, and what I'm so proud of throughout this year is, as I look at the challenges we've had, I'm not declaring victory on some of these things yet, but I've seen significant improvement. So we came into this year not sure if we could run transportation. Like, and if you recall the difficulty, the enormous challenge that was for everybody last year, we really put a lot of time and effort into that over the summer. I'll credit Ryan, I'll credit Tammy May, I'll credit all the ladies and gentlemen. We now have a few gentlemen back there driving buses. I'll credit all those folks for the collective work that they did. But as we sit here right now, transportation's, and I'll knock on wood with each of these, transportation is running very effectively. I had some challenges earlier this year with, you know, just some discipline issues in one of our facilities. We worked hard on that, as I discussed with the board. We added some resources, and we're seeing major improvements in that area. Again, I'm not ready to declare abject victory, but it's gotten better. Substitute teaching. Enormous challenge. We were drowning in a lack of subs. The board approved pay raises, and God bless you all for that. Thank you. We're now seeing much, much better rates other than today, of course, day after Super Bowl. But historically, we're seeing much better rates with those things. So I guess where I'm rambling with this, guys, is very simply this. We've been confronted with some significant challenges throughout this year, and I'm proud of this team. I'm proud of our teachers, our community, our kids, our board, that we've responded to those challenges and we've met those challenges consistently. That's the focus that we're undertaking right now with our current thing. I am not just treating this as, well, this is the way of society now and this is what it is. We're going to combat it and do the very best we can. So, you know, more on this in the future. You know, we'll see where this goes. But and lastly, I want to echo her comments, guys. I'm really proud of all of you and our teachers, of course, and everybody out there. I don't know. I just want you to know that he and I, like, this is every minute of every day right now, okay? And just understand that we're not sitting over here in the quote-unquote ivory tower, just, you know, it's glad I'm not them. No, we're in this with you, and we're doing everything we can to try to make things better. So that's all I have, and I'm sorry, I wasn't even going to speak on that, but I was kind of inspired by what you all had to say. So that concludes my report, Mr. Dahmer.
Thank you.
Mr. Tyler. So we'll go ahead into section 10. We've got five items. Can I get a motion, please?
So.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Any questions?
Yes. Gary? Yes, oh. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Our graduate.
Yeah.
Is that Alexis? So is she moving on?
Yeah.
Or
is
she a senior or is she?
She is a fifth year senior. She's gone through Mrs. Price's program and just completed her requirements. So
congratulations
that way. Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Very well done.
Is there any others? Hearing none, call the roll.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
So we'll move on to section 11, personnel certificated. We've got two items. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Can we get a second?
Second.
Any questions? Hearing none, call the roll.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
And Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
So we'll move on to section 12, personnel classified. We've got seven items. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? So I'll reach out real quick about the first. We had a retirement, and that's Tammy Atkins at the elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I just want to congratulate her on her retirement. So.
Yeah, and I'll speak to that real quick. You know, obviously many of you know Tammy. She is fabulous, and she will be missed. However, I wonder if we'll be able to press her back into service. sometimes that has a way of happening. We'll see what we can do, but
let
no, I
poor woman retire.
Yeah, known Tammy since pretty much my first days in the district, and you know, getting to know her family well are just really good people. And if she does manage to stay retired, we wish her the best.
Hearing none, others call the roll.
Mrs. Isaac,
Mr.
Dahmer,
yes,
and Mr. Schutte,
yes.
So, section 13 is tabled items.
We have none.
We have none.
Okay. Section 14 is executive session.
We are clean.
Okay. Section 15, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
6:39.
All right, guys. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Don't you ever stay home?
Right. And I try to go through everything.
I don't say I get them. 10 minutes?
I have a
advisory group myself. I would say you're
everywhere.
I watch.
You're going
out. So you get something to eat? Yeah.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah, I watch on Facebook.
I can be honest, dude. It's one of those things. That, you know,
oh, I know.
It's very disappointing. Those things. Also, to some degree,
I kind of figured. Well, I retired.
Like, it's,
you know, 3 years.
Like,
yeah. I went back and started helping my brother. I only worked 4 hours.
Okay. We track these things every year.
But
yes,
4 hours. Yeah. I really.
Thank
enjoyed.
You.
You know, so
I appreciate
we'll
it.
Okay. Realistically, I'm sorry, kids, but if we track.
He called me earlier today and said he didn't know, so. No.
Well, yeah, that's usually the way it works. Right. Yeah, any sub
full time. I was going to say, they've been bus riders for about a year now. So.
You know, I always thought about that. I've been here for a few reasons. I would have not. I'd have worked in the
morning. Mr. O'Hearn.
Unfortunately.
Right.
Can you talk? Can you talk?
talked to one of your student groups already? Like,
which is great. I mean, the amount of shit
mom has mentioned in her son. I don't know if he's on a Power Ranger. Or Gino.
Of course, technology now.
Well, especially when people start lighting up, because then it just clogs everything up right there.
Which one?
When's your next meeting? When's your next meeting with your student council?
I was gonna say, I remember when I pick up RJ there for a while. And
yeah, right. It never worked out for me. Yeah, okay, I'll change.
Good to hear, it's good for you to hear this. It's good for you to hear this.
It's been a long time, and finally I went.
You wait. What was it? I want to say when I was picking up RJ there for a while, it was like 2:30 when you start having people lined up.
Is that the
I think elementary. No, elementary.
When I was working,
yeah, they were wrapping around back to the
time. More nasty than that. We would have what would be a fight, not actually become a fight, because they all fall the same pattern. It's like they get wild with each other, get up, chest up, and just as delicious, also intervenes before this comes to the end. So here's what we're seeing now. Escalation takes place.
I can only get the kid from the building to the truck.
So well, I was at the end of that all star.
I had a situation with like our staff. Is the first thing we
still had all the
events. Be courteous.
I figured that out.
It would be easier if the answer to that was no. Because I could fix that too.
Are we supposed to fill this out now?
Once you figure that out.
I had glitter all over them.
Yeah, that's
and they're, you know, they said this and they said that.
They all want to hook the computer up to it.
And I miss it. I think you're asking for an administrator.
This is the way it is. Nobody's done anything about it. I think and all the things we know about it. No, how your little angel was the damn problem. Okay, let's be honest here. Your kid was the problem.
I don't want.
I can tell you some things with your kid.